You're listening to SBS News.
The Boxing Day cricket test between Australia and New Zealand was wrapped up on Sunday afternoon when the home side's highly ranked bowling attack finished off the tourists' second innings. Here's how Fox Sports described the last wicket to fall at the Melbourne Cricket Ground.
Blundell on top of these tweakers.
Catch! Lyon takes the catch. Marnus gets his man. Blundell goes for a wonderful 121. Australia win the Trans-Tasman. They retain the trophy.
Australia's bowlers were the key to the 247-run victory. The pace bowlers tend to get most of the accolades, but Australia coach Justin Langer says the spinner in the ranks also deserves a mention.
It's brilliant to have them all operating. So I've said for some time now, if we bat well, we'll win a lot of games of cricket because our bowling. Because don't forget Nathan Lyon as well. He's bowling. He's a brilliant off-spin bowler. So they're all working well together. It's very pleasing. We've scored 400 in the first innings of our last four test matches, an area we needed to get better at. We're getting better at it, and we're winning tests as a result.
The victory means the New Year's test in Sydney is now meaningless in terms of the series result, with Australia already leading 2-0 with just one test to play. New Zealand captain Kane Williamson admitted after the match his side simply wasn't good enough on a pitch that offered both sides plenty of opportunity.
The surface did offer some sideways movement and some swing as well, but once again credit to Australia to get through that, particularly that first session and put 400 on the board, and they did seem to get a little bit more out of that surface. So all round, from our perspective, we need to be better in all departments. And once again, they are very good, so we do need to be on top of our game come Sydney.
The New Year's Test match gets underway at the Sydney Cricket Ground on Friday the 3rd of January. In other cricket news over the weekend, Australia fast bowler Peter Siddle confirmed his retirement from the international arena after a 10-year career across all formats of the game. Siddle took 221 wickets in 67 tests for Australia. The crew on the Super Maxi Comanche celebrated winning the 75th Sydney to Hobart, crossing the finish line just after 7:30 a.m. on Saturday. The vessel claimed line honours in the race for the third time. Skipper Jim Cooney says the crew made the most of strong overnight winds to take lead position.
Good wind conditions. It was a pretty comfortable seaway. It's just the same conditions everybody else had, but that's what Comanche was built for. It's a massively powerful righting moment, and so we can carry huge sail area, and it's pretty hard to beat Comanche in a straight line in conditions like that. So really it was, that's where she excels, and we know she's a bit slow when the wind goes light, so that's the challenging part for us.
InfoTrack, Wild Oats 11, Scallywag and Blackjack rounded out the top five. Race organisers have confirmed the overall winner on handicap will be announced at a press conference in Hobart on Monday morning at 7 a.m. In the A-League this weekend, Sydney FC completed a 2-1 victory against their closest rivals Melbourne City on Sunday evening, with Costa Barbarousis scoring a late winner. Here's how Fox Sports called the match-winning moment, which took Sydney 9 points clear at the top of the table after 11 matches.
Too easy the way they've worked this. Barbarousis to win it! Sydney FC! Their perfect home record intact, maybe. They take the lead with six to go, and Costa Barbarousis with an unerring finish.
Sydney's ninth consecutive home A-League win, a record for any club, was completed despite being down to 10 men for over an hour due to Ryan Grant's red card in the 25th minute. There was a casualty in the ranks of English Premier League managers over the weekend when Chilean Manuel Pellegrini was sacked by West Ham United following a 2-1 loss to Leicester City on Saturday morning. The loss was the fourth consecutive home defeat and means West Ham has slumped to just 1 point above the relegation zone. A replacement for Pellegrini has yet to be confirmed. Liverpool remains 10 points clear of Leicester after beating their closest rivals 4-0 on Friday. That result, combined with third-place Manchester City's shock loss at Wolverhampton, prompted City's manager Pep Guardiola to admit his side's chances of retaining the title they won last season are now over.
I had to think about Leicester. So we had the chance to recover the second position, still we are the third, and that is the point. I know the quality of the team, but that is the situation.
City now sits 14 points behind Liverpool. And finally, in tennis news, Britain's Andy Murray has pulled out of next month's Australian Open because of a pelvic injury. The former world number one has been making a comeback after hip surgery. But now he's decided not to travel to Melbourne after failing to recover from an injury sustained at the end of the season. John Baldock, SBS News.